It's cold today. Very cold. But another opportunity for our team to practice. Guys, again, worked hard. There's no injuries to report, nothing new that way. Again, I think it was good to be outside because that's the way it's going to be on Sunday from everything we hear. You know, we got some flurries. We got some cold weather. Again, just seeing the flight of the ball, catching balls, being in the grass like that in our cleats, I think is really important. The ground's a little hard today, but I think the guys understood those things happen. You know, that's football. That's AFC North football. That's December football is just part of it. So, again, I think guys worked hard, worked through today, and got to have good meetings and come back and have a good one tomorrow.
Hugh, what's your reaction to the news of the day, Sashi being left
with? Well, I think all those things are difficult decisions. You know, Sashi is a good person and a heck of a worker. You know, again, those are decisions that are made above me. And I'm sure that's something that you guys will take up with Jimmy. But those things are always tough. I don't think there's anything that's good about that. I mean, here's a guy that I'm sure has given it everything he had here, trying to do everything he can to help the organization win and get it to where it needs to be. And sometimes these things happen.
How about your reaction, though, that in that statement Jimmy says you'll be back for 2018?
Well, I appreciate Jimmy saying that. You know, again, my focus of coming here to the Cleveland Browns is to coach the football team and help get this organization turned around, and I haven't been able to do that yet. And that's something that I think we all want to do. You know, Jimmy, D, obviously, hopefully I'm still a part of that, which I am, and hopefully our players that are here a year from now, hopefully we can get this thing to where it needs to be.
Feelings about working with somebody new. Would you like input on who that person is?
Again, at the same time, those are decisions that Jimmy's, you know, going to make. But I'm sure as he goes through it, hopefully, you know, he'll ask questions and see how I think and what I feel. Because I think that the true part of all of this is making sure that if I know Jimmy a little bit, it's just getting it right, putting us in the best, you know, situation so we have opportunity to move forward and win games.
Where did it go wrong with Sashi, in your opinion?
I don't think any of those things matter right now. I think, you know, again, you know, you look at it, and I'm just a bigger part of it as Sashi is. Right now we're a 1-20, you know, 1-27, 28 football team. And, again, I take my responsibility in that too. Some things I got to work through and get better as well. But at the same time, you know, I don't think it all should go towards him. I think we all got to do our part and do it better.
The guy who chose personnel and was in charge of picking players and the roster is now gone. Is that something you will want to have going forward?
I don't think it's something that I want to have personally. I just, as was stated earlier, I would like to know and be in concert with the person that will do those things. You know, I think that's too much of a role to be the head coach and do all those particular things. But you know, again, whoever that person is somebody that I would have to work very closely with and feel very comfortable with as we move forward.
Did you feel that wasn't the case then with Sashi?
I'm not going to say that was the case. I mean, again, there's things that, you know, we all wish we can do better, and I'm sure all the things that were said, it was never like that here in the building. But at the same time, obviously, when you lose like we have, you know, that's not good either. So, again, like I said, as we move forward, I just want whoever that person is going to be, it'd be somebody that understands the vision, exactly what we're trying to accomplish and what we want to accomplish here.
Jimmy sit down with you and tell you were coming back next year?
Again, you would have to ask Jimmy that.
I mean, you put it in the table, but did he have
right.
a conversation with you?
I think my contract allows me to come back, you know, so I don't, you know, again, I don't think he has to have that kind of conversation with me.
You ever doubt me? You mentioned the 1-27. Did you ever doubt that you would be back next year?
I've never felt that was the case. I've never wavered on that, even talking to you guys. I've always felt like I've had their support. You know, again, my job is to coach this football team and try to get this team to where it needs to be and hold this group together, hold our coaching staff accountable to be the best we can be. And it ain't good enough right now, being very honest with you. But I think the things that we're trying to accomplish, I think some of them we've done better here in the building. But at the end, as I told you guys, it's about winning and losing. And so we got to get to that as fast as we can.
Thank you.
I'm not asking this because it's you.
Uh-huh.
But don't you think it's kind of awkward that the owner says, hey, my head coach is back here next year, and then, I mean, then you go out and find a general manager that fits that?
I don't think that's awkward. I mean, there's all kind of ways to do this. You know, I don't think there's any cookie cutter that says you got to do it this way or that way. I think, like I said earlier, I think you had to talk to Jimmy about that. But obviously he made a decision that he felt that this was best as we move forward within the organization. I did. I told him this is tough. I mean, Sashi's a good person. You know, and I've enjoyed my time working with him. But at the end of the day, you know, there's a goal for everybody, and I'm not naive enough to understand that couldn't be me just as well. You know, this is performance-based business, and I get it. You know, this is all I've known for the last 17, 18 years of my life. So I do understand that, you know, that arrow is pointing directly at myself, you know. And so my goal is to move in a direction that helps this organization be the best it can be as we move forward.
How much did the trade deadline episode have to do with this, do you believe?
I wouldn't know that. Again, something you would have to talk to Jimmy about.
You're addressing the team and you're giving them that message. What's their reaction? A lot of guys are too young, haven't been through.
Yeah, I think our guys listen. I don't think it was about, you know, a reaction. I just think I'm always up front with them, just like Randall Telfer winning the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. I thought that was huge, you know, to talk about those things. I always talk about things that are happening within our organization and on our football team. And obviously this is a huge undertaking of our football team. So I brought it up to the team. I think they get it. You know, I wanted to make sure they knew, and we move forward.
What do you think it's going to take for this thing to get on track? This has been a franchise and an organization that has had change after change. You know, stories of dysfunction have been rampant for years and years and years. From your standpoint, what's it going to take for this franchise to get it right and to get on track?
Well, I think the most important part is the alignment, you know, and I think Jimmy is totally doing that, you know, and trying to make sure that that's what's first and foremost. And again, I think you would really have to ask him exactly how he sees it. But I know one thing, that he really, truly wants collaboration, people working together, not that anybody wasn't. Again, I think you guys know what the record is. The record is still the record. But I think that's what we're striving for, and we want people to want to be here and do it for a long time. But at the same time, I'm going to say it again, this is a performance-based business. And like I said, I get it, you know. My performance, if you measure it by wins and losses, is not very good. But at the same time, you know, I'm in charge with coaching this team and trying to do the best I can with what I have. And so that's where we are. I think what it's going to take is for us to continue to work in a process that aligns us together, that gives us an opportunity to continue to move forward, to be the best version of this organization that we can be as we start towards 2018.
A lot of good people over the years, the Amy Trasks of the world. I mean, will you take some of these names to Jimmy and kind of give him thoughts on who you want?
Anything that Jimmy asked of me that way, you know, if he asked of names and those type of things, I will give him. I have been around people who I think are outstanding that way. But at the same time, you know, I'm sure he has an idea of what direction he wants to head.
If it's performance-based and Sashi is fired, why should you still be here?
You would have to ask Jimmy that. I can't answer that for you.
But you have a belief of, well, obviously you think you should be here. Why would you say
I never
you
thought
be?
That I should not be here. I mean, I'm not the judge of why Sashi's not here or not, so that's something you would have to take up with Jimmy.
The implication seems to be that the emphasis going forward will be more of a traditional football guy, less analytics. I don't know if that's true or not, but it certainly seems that way. How much was analytics involved in player acquisition in the past year and a half, and what are your feelings on if having more of a football emphasis?
Well, I am, analytics only played a part in what we did. You know, I'll be first to tell you that. Am I a football traditionalist? Yes, I am. You know, but at the same time, I don't think it's about analytics or football traditionalists or any of that. I think it's about how do we get this organization to be better than what it's been. You know, it's been too much losing that has happened here, and we need to move forward in a different light. and chase something that's better and different. And again, I think all these questions that you guys feel that way, I think Jimmy will answer them very candidly.
Hugh, the past 2 years, the Browns have made 24 draft picks and 17 trades. That's roughly 40. Would you say you had input in half, more than half, less than half?
I don't think any of that matters right now, Tony. It doesn't right now. We're talking about a man who was here, and it's unfortunate that he's not here. You know, so we're talking about trades and draft picks and all that. Here it is, the bottom line, okay? Jimmy made a change, okay? And whether I like it or not, or people do or don't, it doesn't matter. The owner has made a decision to move forward in a different direction. And I'm fortunate and blessed to have opportunity to still lead, be one of the leaders in this organization and coach this football team. I have not gotten this football team to where it needs to be. I'll be the first to tell you that. And we all have a role in that, okay? But at the same time, I think as I look forward to what we can do in the future, I think there's an opportunity to get this right. There's a lot of work to do from players, from our players. We had a huge game this week, starting with this Sunday and moving forward. But at the same time, I don't worry about, you know, what's happened in the past. I think what we got to do, and I know it's important for you guys to talk about it and write it, I think what we're going to try to get done and accomplish in the future is more important than anything that's gone on.
How much time have you spent talking to Jimmy about the roster? I mean, we've talked to you a bunch of times how it's maybe too young and the margin of error is so slim. How much have you talked to Jimmy about that?
I mean, obviously we've had discussions about it, but we haven't been into the detail of everything, you know. But I think, Jimmy knows about our roster and where it is and where we're trying to get it to. I think we all know that there are some areas that we got to shore up and get better at, and I think we're going to move in that direction.
John Dorsey's name has been mentioned as a possible GM candidate here. Do you have any kind of a history with him? Do you know him? Or he's a free agent right now. So.
I know who he is. I know of him, but again, you would have to ask Jimmy about that. I don't know anything that we're doing right. I just came off this practice field in this cold weather, and here you guys all set. It's always good to see all your smiling faces.
So there was a power struggle here, and you won the power struggle. Why do we have to sit?
I didn't win a power. I'm sorry that you feel that. I respect that you feel that it was a power struggle. I don't look at it that way. I look at it as I was coaching a football team and trying to do the best I can. I think everybody's trying to do the best they can. You look at it that way. I don't see a power struggle. I have a contract that has, you know, that was longer than 2 years. So however you want to look at that, that's totally up to you. But I don't look at it as a power struggle. I think where we are today is the organization made a decision to do something different. And I stand behind that wholeheartedly, grateful for the opportunity to still be here, grateful for the opportunity to coach this team, and that's what I'm going to do.
Last one, have Hamilton left. I mean, didn't fill that position. With you coming back, will you hire a coordinator? I know Pep wasn't exactly a coordinator, but will you hire a coordinator to help with the offense?
Yeah, I'll say this again. I thought it was unfair. For me, when I first came here, I got the job because of what I did on offense. I didn't think it was fair to give anybody that title and not have a football team that was worthy of that guy to be the leader of it when I didn't think it was where it needed to be. So to me, then you guys would have been telling me to get rid of him. So I'd rather you guys tell me to get rid of me than somebody, you know, it's like a setup. I've seen these before where coaches hire guys and they put them in that role and they fire that guy and they keep on going. You know, they keep getting opportunities to stay here. I didn't want to do that. I didn't think that was fair. I understand and know exactly where we're on offense. I truly believe a year from now that we're going to be better equipped in a better situation. Do I want an offensive coordinator? That is definitely a possibility for me. You know, there's no question. But at the same time, I knew what I was getting myself into in the beginning, and I knew what I needed to do. And I wasn't worried about all the criticism and things that have been said. That's part of it. But think about if that was somebody else. They might not have been able to handle that, and I didn't think that was fair to them. So that's why I made the decision I made.
Thank you. Why were there as many leaks out of here, whether it was you or your agent or your coaches?
There's no leak. I like the way you're saying this. My agent. I don't deal in leaks. You know that I've been doing this for quite a while. If you guys, I don't know what you're referring to when you say leaks out of here. I think this has been a leaky place for years. this is not the first time you've ever heard leaks out of the Cleveland Browns. Hopefully some of that stuff will go away in time. But it's not going to go away when you're losing, that's for sure. If anything, it's going to ratchet up even more. So I think you get that yourself. So I appreciate my agent, my this, my that. But we don't deal in that way. I've never dealt in that way.
You had nothing to do with any of those?
I don't. What? Any of what? I don't even know what you're talking about.
Any negative things out of this building from
anything that was negative?
Criticizing the front office?
How would I make the front office look bad? I coach a football team. That right there is bad enough. 1-28 is bad enough. I don't have to say anything. My agent doesn't have to say anything. Just look at our football team. And I'm a part of that, as I said earlier.
I know you got games left, and I know your record is what it is, but can it turn around in a year?
I think we can make some headway, but I think we all have work to do. I do. I think we can turn this thing, and that's what I came here for, is to get this organization turned around. I'll keep saying that. I didn't come here for any other reason.
Thank you.